It is game week for University of Maine Black Bear football as they open the 2021 season. Thursday night, playing host to the Delaware Fightin' Blue Hens at Morris Field, Alphonse Stadium. To talk more about that, we're happy to be joined by the head coach of the Black Bears, Nick Charlton. Nick, I'm pretty excited. Not only a game, but fans. Let's do this.
Things are moving in the right direction, Rich. So we got to take our successes when we can get them. We're excited to have another game.
Absolutely. Glad to get out there and see. Overall, how did preseason go for you, the staff, and the players?
Well, you know, I mean, it's echoed by a lot of coaches, but the return to normalcy was big. I mean, we talked a lot about not taking anything for granted, and I think the guys did that. You know, they worked, and I keep talking about this group. You know, they're real workers, and, you know, they were about it, and it was a true training camp, and I thought they did a great job. I thought they took care of their bodies, and, you know, a lot of it was trying to manage them as we went, you know, because we just played a spring season, but I really think they handled it well, and the new players got acclimated to how we do things. I mean, it's been 2 years since we had training camps. So there's a lot of ins and outs there that you got to learn, and they still are. But, again, I thought it went really well, and we're excited to obviously play somebody other than Maine. So it's always a good thing, and we're only a couple days away.
Well, let's talk about the team and the prospects for this year, and let's start with the offense. And, of course, it begins up front. You win games in the trenches. Offensive line looks very solid from what I saw in preseason. Some nice additions and a good core of veteran guys coming back.
Yeah, I mean, all these guys have played for us, you know, and PJ being the new addition. But he was, you know, an all-conference captain, Patriot League player, so he's played a lot of football in his career. And just excited about their continuity and gelling, you know, for offensively as a whole. I mean, we bring back pretty much everybody who played for us. So we feel really good about that. And I think that showed up throughout camp, you know, and it starts up front. You know, we got to run the football, and we know in this particular game, we certainly have to do that. And that's been a major emphasis point for us. And then, you know, we feel like everything starts with the quarterback, and we have a great room of quarterbacks. And then, of course, Joe, is the guy, and we're very, very confident in him. And Derek had an outstanding camp as well. So I think there's a lot of weapons there, but it certainly starts up front. And, you know, we're going to get a great test here in a couple of days, but we got to do well in the run game to set everything else up.
And for that, you've got a good group of guys that can run the football, but it looks like the two that we'll see right away out of the gate, Elijah Barnwell, who was dinged up a little bit in preseason, but boy, he had some big, especially big running yards for you on possession in those spring games when you guys were trying to protect leads.
Yeah, I mean, Elijah's the most consistent still, and he's really the leader in that room. You know, he's played a lot of football, and he played in the Big Ten, and he's been here now. You know, he's one of the guys who committed to us and then got here, and then the pandemic hit. And so for those guys, there's only a few. I mean, that's very challenging and kind of a big test of character. And Elijah's done a really nice job here and very consistent. You know, we want him to take the next step and become a really explosive back for us. And Freddie obviously has that home run capability. You know, he does some things really, really well in a lot of different schemes that we ask him to do. And he had a really nice camp. You know, he showed up and did a nice job, very talented. It's a talented room overall, but those two guys have separated themselves.
And a lot of targets for Joe Fagnano to throw to, led by your captain, all-conference Andre Miller. We know what he can do. He's simply one of the best receivers, I don't think just in the CAA, but I think in the entire country.
Yeah, I think, you know, for us here, and it always starts with up front, run the football, but we've done well throwing the ball the last couple of years, and that needs to continue, obviously, in conjunction with running it. And, you know, when you look at the targets and the guys that we have out there, we feel like we're back to where we normally are. You know, in 18 and 19, we were about six deep at the position, you know, playing five consistently, but they were all either all-conference or future all-conference contender-type players, and we think we're getting back to that. You know, this spring, a lot of those younger guys that played, it was their first time playing, first time starting. So Dre had to handle a lot of that load. And now with Devin back, and he had a great week of practice, Jay Kenny, Mike Monios, Xavier Scott had an outstanding camp and does a lot of things, showed up in the Villanova game. Montego Moss did a great job on this camp. He was a little banged up, but when he was out there, you know, he has tremendous ball skills, reminds me a lot of Jaquan Blair from a couple years ago. And Jamie Lamson's another guy who's done a really nice job. So we're pretty deep at the position right now. We always want to be able to play five, but there's some playmaking ability there.
We're talking with Maine football coach Nick Charlton here on Downtown. On the defensive side of things, the name of the game, as we've seen throughout the years, is stop the run. That didn't always go well in the four spring games, although when it did, you guys were very, very tough. But I know you want to get back to where this defense was in 2018 when it was one of the best in the country. That begins up front, and you've got four guys with solid experience up there on your front four.
Yeah, I think it kind of echoes what I talk about a lot with our defense is, you know, the black hole is a tradition here, but it's your black hole. That's what I always tell them. And it's whatever identity you want to make it. Of course, that is a tradition there. That's carried on for a long time. But, you know, when we say we want to get back to those things, you know, a lot of times we want to be forward thinking. And we all know what we need to do, and it starts with stopping the run. And we need to do a better job of that. I think the spring was crucial for those guys, specifically up front. When you look at Kyrie Manns and Josh Lezen, the guys that hadn't played as much, and now they've played, and they're very talented players, but they have that experience. You can't really replicate it. And having Jamel Wiley back, Austin Chambers, Justin Sambu, and then bringing in Xavier Mitchell, who is, you know, he's an all SWAC former player, is just an outstanding addition and really a spark plug for us. You know, we feel like we're pretty talented up front and more experienced. And then, you know, linebacker, we brought a bunch of new guys in. I can't really say they were surprises because I got to see them all summer, but there's some very, very talented players and very bought in. You know, Ray and Brian are the new guys, and they've done a great job. Adrian Otero started a lot of football here, and Xavier Nurse is very talented. He'll be starting out at our Rover spot. So we feel really good about our depth there.
And you've got a lot of depth in the secondary, too, and that allows you to do some things that you want to do, including take Rich Carr and put him back at a corner spot.
Yeah, that's his position. You know, that's where he should be at, and I think he's played very confidently. He had a really good camp. You know, he played very strong over there and did a great job. He's on a lot of our special teams. I mean, if he wasn't playing every rep over there, he would be on every single special team probably. You know, he's probably one of the more dominant special teams players I've been around at this level, and I think that's the right position for him, and he's done a great job. And then when you look at the rest of the group, you know, Fofi, he was a little banged up in the spring, but he's played a lot of football. Austin Ambush started the last game. He's an outstanding young player along with Shakur Smalls. And then when you look at the other corner spot, I mean, Kaluba Peewee and then Benito started a bunch of games over there. So there's experience back there. It's all about playing together and communicating. But we feel really good about where we're at, and I think those guys have had a great week of practice.
And special teams, you had a lot of kickers to choose from, but Johnny Messina, the Stetson transfer, they did what you needed from a kicker in the springtime. He was very consistent, perfect on extra points, 2 out of 3 field goals.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, when you look at the games, it was really the tale of you know, two different games and two different seasons in a way, where those two middle games where we fought back after the Delaware game and it went 2 in a row, that was, you know, our brand of football and getting closer to that standard, and the other two were not. So when we were successful and got down to the red zone, we were near perfect, so we didn't have to kick a lot of field goals, but we needed to get down there more. So Johnny only had the 3 opportunities, but he's very consistent. I mean, in practice, he's excellent. He's done a great job for us, really fits our culture. And then again, you know, some of the other spots, there's a lot of good competition. I mean, David Gelb has done a great job, and Brian Cooey punting the football, and we expect to be a lot better there because they're very, very experienced. And it's been a really great competition at kickoff as well. Between Vlad, Cole Baker, who's a freshman, and then Brian as well. So we feel like we're really improving those guys.
And is Devin Young going to step back there along with Tavian Banks and handle kickoff returns?
He is. You know, we believe in, you know, putting our best players at return spots, and we don't just look at them like strict possession. Of course, it starts with gaining possession on punt return and on kickoff return, but we look at it like offensive plays, and we want to score. And gain field position, because the battle of field position is going to be huge in this game. You know, when you're going against a great defense like Delaware's, you got to be able to control it in teams. And Devin, Tavion, Freddie, and then John Gay back there as well, being guys that have practiced throughout the sprint, or excuse me, training camp, I think that experience can be big. But Devin's going to be the first one out there as the returner.
Yeah, Delaware has got that terrific defense, a 37-0 shutout back in the spring. They've got one of the best linebackers in the conference and Colby Reeder and some tough guys up front and Artis Hemingway and really experience everywhere out there. But the name of the game is obviously to keep your offense out there on the field and do something you did quite well in the spring, and that's go out there and convert on third downs and keep that offense on the field.
Yeah, I think when you go back and look at the game, you know, and I think Coach Rocco said it on the, in the opposite perspective, you know, they really did a great job executing. I mean, of course, they have great players, and they're very well coached, and, you know, we believe we have some great players as well, and have some really good schemes set up for the week, but it's all about execution, you know, and we didn't execute at all in that game, and we should have done a better job, and I could have done a better job, and overall it was a tough one, but the only way you can move on past those experiences, whether they're positive or negative, you know, when we talk about 2018 or the end of 2019, you can talk about those experiences, but they have to be learning experiences. And so when we talk about, you know, that particular game with our guys, when we watch it, it's about learning. That's really what it is. And I think it's a very confident group right now. And at the end of the day, when you look at it, and again, this isn't taking anything away from Delaware. They're a very skilled, talented, well-coached team. But we really hurt ourselves that game by not executing on very base-level things. So I think that having proper preparation and the guys being very locked in and confident, I think we'll be ready to go come Thursday night at 7.
And how great is it going to be for the first time in a couple of years to come out there on the field and hear the fans making noise again?
It's going to be awesome. I mean, we want to pack this house, and it'd be a great opportunity, obviously, to see us play for the first time here in the fall in a long time. And I think a 7 p.m. game against a top five opponent, it doesn't get much better than that up here in Orono, Maine. And not to mention, we got a nice new turf out there that everybody can check out. So I think it's a great opportunity for our football team. We're very excited about it. So we hope that all the fans and community comes out for the game.
Absolutely. Well, I can't wait myself, Nick. We look forward to seeing you Thursday night. Have good practices the next couple of days, and we'll see you in just a few.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Rich.
That's Nick Charlton, head coach of Maine football. I want to mention, too, opening night, they want to white out Alphonse Stadium. And so they'll be handing out white T-shirts to all UMaine students who attend the game. Post-game fireworks presented by Phantom Fireworks. The tailgate lots will open at 4 o'clock. Tickets are still available at goblackbears.com/tickets or by calling 207-581-BEAR. Masks are required inside of buildings on campus, but not in the grandstand or out in the tailgate area. It would be great if people were vaccinated. There is no requirement as such right now, but yeah, we've said it for, I don't know, a year, do the right thing and get that vaccine and make it an even safer experience for everybody around you at Maine Black Bear football Thursday night. More on the Bears throughout the week, including in the 5 o'clock hour when Mike Lowe, the Portland Press Herald, joins us. Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. And by Creative Print Services, Dowd Road in Bangor, full service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing. Visit creative-ps.com. Take your business to the next level. Professional and innovative work from Creative Print Services, from small restaurants to major universities, they can help you excel. The experienced team at Creative works with you to provide full service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing for your business or organization. Full color printing, business cards and forms, brochures, flyers, and more. Fast, accurate printing, well, that's their specialty. Creative Print Services, Dowd Road, Bangor, a proud supporter of the Black Bears. Call 947-2250 or visit creative-ps.com.